אז רימה אלה סופית בי מסוסו, what's the din if he's a Jewish? And the Gemara brings the Raita. Oh, there is Roshi and the Rabba. He does this time with the Rechus and the Kafra. Boy, you mean a... You also have a Surah, I'm a later of Amunah Masnisa. You want to be a Poishah from the Mishnah. Sofik B'choyers, Echad Chor Hogan, Echad Chor Vehema. As what's the Seer? Rashi says, Sofik B'choyers, Kibem Behema Shiyoda, Behema Yedini and Bokhar Kar Imloi. It's talking about a Behema that was Yolda, and you don't know if it had a child before or not. Echad Chor Hogan, Kibem Shepila Yim, and the fun of Sofik Dover, Apoydir B'choyers, The Shaila is, why does Rashi change the tzir by his Safik Ba'adam than what the tzir was by his Safik Behema? By his Safik Behema, Rashi says the Safik is if it had a baby before. By Safik Adam, Rashi changes the tzir and he says the Safik is if it had a Nefel, and the Shaila was the Nefel of Bar Kayama. Why did Rashi change what the suffix is from a Adam to a Behema? It's L'choy Ral Derech HaPshat that by a Behema, it shaykh to have a suffix if it had a baby before or not. Because by a Behema, you don't know every child it had. You're not on top of it, you don't know. But by a Adam, the mother would know if she had a baby or not. Because he would ask the mother, because where is the shaykh Hatzir by a Adam of the suffix? It's only by a suffix if she was mapil something, the shaila was it a bar kayom or not? Therefore Rashi switched the tzir by suffix of a adam. As the suffix is being the b'chor of adam, being b'chor toira, being b'tmeim, as what's the halacha? Amoytzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. V'tani Allah asurim b'giza v'avoida. As you see that because he has a schus that if Tapu Kain ain't Mitzi and I say Miyadai, therefore the halacha is that it's also Begiza Vavoida. As you see that with the schus of Tapu Eimaitzian, the Eimaitzian, the Hekdish is Chal. Azak Rashi, Amoitzi Mechaveiroi, Kosal Kedaitoch, Imbiyad Yisrael, Ein Havikoin, Amoitzi Mechaveiroi, or all of our Raya. As Rashi learns, what's the Raya of Tapu Koin Eimaitzian? As Hashem, we're going to see that. Dhamma to the next Sugya is, there's a big machlekes of Chista and Rav Amnuna. Actually, the Stam Gemara and Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna learns that if it's Tokvu the Kayin, Tfisa helps. And the Gemara is Doicha, and the Gemara says if it's Tokvu the Kayin, Tfisa doesn't help. That's the big machlekes, and that's what the Gemara in the Hemshech, it's a sugya we're going to learn tomorrow, the sugya of Tfisa Misfekes. That's this machlekes in the Gemara. As Rav Amnuna, when he read the Braisa, that it's saying, in Tokvu Kayin, Ein Moitzi Yonaisa Miyada. The Gemara comes back, and the Gemara says, no, that's not Pshat. What's the Din Edvarim Koidim called, B'Seder HaPshat, how to read the Braisa, what the Braisa is? As Rashi explains, that he learned that if the halacha was that when it's biyad that the kohen you might see in mimenu, as we should have said, hamoitzi mechaveiro olavaraya. The lashon hamoitzi mechaveiro olavaraya is mashma. Whoever is the muchzik, the other person has to bring a raya. As if the yisrael is the muchzik, the other person has to bring the raya. If the kohen grabs it and he's the muchzik, the other person has to bring a raya. A stam lashon hamoitzi mechaveiro olavaraya is mashma not the Yisrael is the muchzik. It's mashma whoever is the muchzik. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. As that's why he understood as a dover poshet pshat in this Mishnah is that whoever has it, the other one has to bring a raya. So when the Gemara is matcha, how is the Gemara matcha? If stam moitzi michavel v'raya means that, what's pshat? How is the Gemara matcha? As Rashi adds words in the Tchia, the Gemara says la'olam em l'chav gabi b'char da'filu tak v'kayin moitzi enoise miyadai, because mistama b'cheskas Yisrael u'la'olam ha'kayin kari moitzi michadai. The Teretz is Machadish that in Art Seer, the Yisrael is Mistamah Becheskas Yisrael. As being that it's Mistamah Becheskas Yisrael, as we're always going to call the Kohen, HaMoitzi Mechaveh Al Haraya. As Rav Amnuna held, Moitzi Mechaveh Al Haraya is Mashma, whoever has it is the Muchsin. And the Gemara is Matcha, no, because Stamah Becheskas Yisrael. Why is it stoma becheskas Yisrael? Not mefurish in Rashi. We'll start off. The Parshin Pshad is because Pashis is sitting by the Kohen's Yisrael's Rishus. It's his. He owns the mother. Because when the mother has a baby, Pashis, it's in his Rishus. We'll see later on if there's a little bit more to it. That's the shayla, how to be mafarish alosh and a moitzi mechaveray all of our raya. That's step number one. How to reap shot in the Mishnah. Rashi continues. Vim tak v'koyin v'shasik Yisrael v'hadas sabich havi Yisrael ha-moitzi mechaveray all of our raya. The halacha is, as in talk for Kayin, Vishasik Yisrael, Vahadat Sabah, Chavi Yisrael, Moitzi Mechaveroi, all of Harai. Mavu and Rashi, the only tzad in the world that the Tfis of the Kayin would help is if it's Shasik Yisrael. If it's not Shasik Yisrael, there is no tzad in the world that the Tfis of the Kayin should help. There are many people that bring the Gemara by us is the Sugya, the Machlokes Rav Amnuna, and the Stama de Gemara is a Machlokes if Tfisa works by Sveikis. Poshet, they learned Gemara without Rashi. And Rashi, loy hoya veloy nivra, such a Gemara. According to Rashi, everyone hopes Tfisa doesn't help in Sveikis. The Machlokes over here is only by Shasa. But without Shasik, there is no tzad in the world that Tfisa should help by Sveikis. As that's Hadgosha number one, Achidishim Shad in Rashi. Nothing to talk about. If there's no Shtika, ain't Tfisa. Zel. Thus is Hadgosha number one. Hadgosha number two in Rashi. Rashi's Mavur, the Sugi is talking about where Shasik is thrown. Frank the Ritva, how could you say the Sugi is talking about with the Shtikas Yisrael? Harei, the Yisrael doesn't know it was a Safik, if it's a Bechor or not. As how is it Shaykh to have Shtikas Yisrael? Thus, Frank the Ritva, therefore the Ritva says, the Ritva Chadashim, that the Sugi is not talking about Shasik. Because anyway, his Shtika is Loi Maila, V'Loi Maila. As the Pnei Yeshua stells on Rashi, as the Pnei Yeshua and Reb Nochum say, advice to Chois from this Rashi that the Shasik over here does not mean Shtika Kaita of Aydaz Baldin Kemeya Eden Dami, because that's not Shayech in our Sukya. As therefore, Rashi means something else. So, what does Rashi mean? As you open up the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua Sush tells it to the Musik of Tfisa Birshus. Tfisa Birshus means, if I let you grab it, you walk over, I see you walking over, and I let you take it. Tfisa Birshus. As you become a muhsin. Because when you grabbed it, and I let you to take it, as that is machzik. Yisush tells to the musig, the Rishayim are going to say in the next sugya of Tfisa Birshus. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, why is the guy letting him grab it? Zog de Pnei Yeshua, after we're talking about an Amoritz. As he doesn't know the halacha, as he sees Mr. Kayin walking and taking it, He figures Mr. Amin knows what he's doing. That's why he let him take it. That's the Mahalach of the Bnei Yeshua. It's talking about where he let him walk over and take it. But Kipshuta, the words of the Gemara don't sound like the Bnei Yeshua. The words of the Gemara sound Tokfu Koyin. It sounds like he's grabbing it away. It's not like the Yisrael sitting there like a lemela doing nothing. It's Kilu, it's Tokfu. He's grabbing it away. He's not letting him do it. He grabbed it. Just he was shaysik b'shaita. That's the pashtus. As Rav Nochum said, that over here, the gedder of Rashi is al piya Rajba in Ksubis Taf Tezayin Amit Beis. The Rajba says a chiddush. The reason why Tvisa's loy mahani is because there's a reyesa in the Tvisa. When a person is savach, as it makes the Tvisa look like a Tvisa's zela. And Rav Nochum said a big yisari. In order for the Tvisa to make you into a muchzik, that means the Tvisa is showing that it's yours. But if you grab al derech gzela, your Tvisa is not showing that it's yours. As how could it make you into a muchzik? As Tvisa b'gzela means there's a reyes in the Tvisa, and therefore you're not a muchzik. Mikoyach the Tvisa. That's what Rashi means. If he would do a Tvisa derech zela, he wouldn't be a muksik. Zok Rashi, we're talking about where he was shasa. He didn't want him to grab, but he kept quiet. Why he kept quiet? Fregnishkin shayvus. Fregnish. Why he kept quiet? But he kept quiet. If he kept quiet, as now it doesn't look like a gzela. As if it doesn't look like a gzela, there's no reyesa in the Tvisa, as therefore, the Tvisa is machzik.
What about the Ritva's kasha?
He doesn't know. MS. The Tvisa, the Haidah is not a Haidah. Haidah is Baldin Kamei Eden Dami, because he doesn't know. But Lamaisa, if he's shasik when you're grabbing, it doesn't look like a Maisa Gzela. That's all we need. And it shouldn't look like a Maisa Gzela. That was the Mahalach. As Bein Rav Nochum, Bein the Pnei Yeshua, Bein Rav Nochum are learning in Rashi that the Shtika Kaidah is not a regular Haidah as Baldin Kamei Eden Dami. Das is klar, because it's not Shayach Ovi. Just how does it work that there are two Nuschois? Rav Nochum added from the fact that we're bringing a Raya from this Sugya to the Shtika Kaidah of Amir Aleph. Mashma, it's the same gedder of Shtika Kaiga. If it would be a different gedder, how could you bring a raya to the sugya on Amid Aleph? As from the fact that Rashi learns Bukhar, and Rashi learns the raya from Bukhar is to the Amid Aleph, Muchach and Rashi, that the Shtika Kaiga over there also is the same gedder. Okay, so that's the Rashi over here. Now we see a gewaldige chiddush in the gedder of Shtika and Tvisa, how the Tvisa works only with Shtika, v'oig chiddush number two, how the Shtika works. As a surim begiza v'avoida misafik shema kachim. This is a begiza v'avoida, it's only misafik. Titania moiti demasho ben koin ben yisrael. Chi loy tokfai. Chomer koyach hegdish lo oisran begiza vavoida shma minad in tim sinai matak vo aim vo tzien oisim miyadai hegdesha mikudeshes. As Rashi is quite clear that the reason why hegdish is chal before your takaf is because chomer koyach hegdish. Hegdish has a chomer to it. A chomer koyach hegdish. Hegdish is a gewaldiger koyach to it, that even before you talk up, it could be chav. That steht in Rashi. Okay. Us, what are we bringing a raya to in the Gemara, lefi Rashi? Shma mino. Dim timsi loymar tokfoy ein moitzien oisai miyadai hegdesha mikudeshes. Zog the Marshal, in this Rashi, you see a very big chiddush. The Seder of our sugya was, we had the sugya of Higdeshoi, Koidim Tokfa. That was the sugya on the bottom of Vav Amid Aleph. The top of Vav Amid Beis, we had the sugya of Mesusa. And the third sugya that we have is Tokfu Koyim. And we're bringing a raya. Tosis says the raya of Tokfu Koyim is only to Mesusa. It's not a raya to the sugya of Egdesha. Because by Tokfu Koyim, it's not Shayach Shtika Koida. As how could you bring a raya to Egdesha that the Nidin was if Shtika is Koida? As Tosis therefore says, the raya of this Gemara was only to Mesusa. Not to the Svarabu, not to the Suffolk before of Egdesha. Rashi, Zog the Marshal, is Mufurish, not like Taisis. Rashi learns, we're bringing a raya, we're being pushed at the Suffolk of Egdesha. I, over there, was a Shtika Koida. Over here is not a Shtika Koida. Aye, how could you replace it? The Shaila, as we saw last week, that it's a raya from Rashi, that Rashi learns like the Chidushei Haran and the Rajba, that the sugi before is going of Higdesha, even if he saw. Now, what was the Nakuda? The Nakuda was that because you have a schus tkifa, if you'll be tkif and he'll be moida, you'll be zaycha, as that leaves you a schus in the moment. As being that you have a schus in the moment, what Rav Nachum coined, a schus tkifa in the moment, as therefore you could be makdishit. As the shaila is, if the schus that you have to be tkif gives you a kayach to be makdishit even before you tkif. If that's enough bailis, in order to be Makdashit. That's the leading of the Sukkah. And that the Gemara sushtels to a place where there's also a Sfus Tkifa, because the halacha is Tokfu Koyin, it's Mutter, the Tokfu Koyin, it's also Begiza Vavoidah. You see, when you have a Sfus Tkifa, it's Chal Behegdish Klapi, it's a Giza Vavoidah. So what then? It's Chal Behegdish in the Sugya before. Okay. As thus is the Rashi, the way Rashi is poshet the Shaila. Now let's come to the Gruf Divrei HaGemara. The Shar Yoishel and Shar Hei, Perik Zion, has a very interesting shtickle. He starts off like this. We find by a Bechor, there are two Divrei. A Bechor is Noiled, he's Kaddish. He has to be brought as a Karban. That's din number one you find in Bechor. Din number two, it's a matnas kuna. Hashem gave it as a matana to a kohen. Yeah. Why is there kedushas pchor? The pasuk says eichal itzias mitzayim v'chule matnas pchorus. Whatever it is, there's a bchor is kaddish. Also, it's a matnas kuna. Zok Reb Shimon. Before I learned the Gemara, I would have thought that the reason why it's kaddish b'kedushas pchor is eichal matnas pchorus. Grada, the Torah also said it's a matnas kuna, but it has no sheiches zeh lezeh. Tzvedinim. Number one, every b'char is kaddish. Whether b'char adam, b'char hema, and only chamar, because that carried the money by Mitzrayim. Toiv, whatever Rashi says, the reason is, but it's kedushas b'char, because it's a b'char. Grada is don noch adin. There's a din, you give it to a kohen. It's Sveidinim. Comes along Rib Shimon and says, that's how I learned until I came to Bab Mitzia on the Bab Amid Beis. And then I saw it different. Yeah, Kimuvan, Rib Shimon learned the Gemara Bab Mitzia, the Bab Amid Beis 1,000 times probably. He doesn't mean like when he was 70 he discovered it. Yeah. Kitzel, Amevin Yavin, he's writing it over that way. Yeah. It says when he got to the Gemara in Bab Mitzia, the Bab Amid Beis, as it was a huge chiddush then. Yeah. Oh, what was the chiddush? The chiddush was that the Gemara over here says that if the kedushas b'char is chal, it's tali if the kohen has a swas mamid. Mechitesi. Hare, the Kedusha is Bchar, Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's Kaddish because it's a Bchar. What does it have to do with the Schus Kayim? It's not Nachatin. The Torah says the Bchar goes to Matnes Kuna. What's shot in the Gemara? Zakrib Shimon, over here in our Gemara, in Bama Mitzia, you see a Rizig Yechidish. That's what? The only reason why it's Kaddish B'Kedushas Bchar is because it's a Matnes Kuna. If it's not a Matnes Kuna, it's not Kaddish B'Kedushas Bchar. Not like the Pajas. It's a Bchar! Bchar is Kaddish. No, it's not because it's a Bchar. The reason is because it's a Matnes Kuna. Nashtet in Unze Gemara. Lamaisa, it's gol nisht poshit. Lechayra, there are sugyas that are mavur, not that day. What are the sugyas that are mavur, not that day? Lou, does anyone have a shayla from somewhere in Shas?
The
Maskan
of the Gemara is
out. Rega. Let's start with, we're in the Havamina before we see what the Maskan is. Does anyone have a sugya anywhere else in Shas, which is mashma differently? It's daily that they say no here some two shtarka shailas from two sugyas. Number one, from the Gemara in Zvachim and the Avtes Amir Aleph. The Gemara in Zvachim, Tes Amir Aleph, says like this. The Gemara has a Havamina, when you sheft a carbon shaloi l'shma, as it changes into the Kedusha, the carbon, you sheft it. L'mashal, you have a carbon that's a shlamim, and you sheft it l'shem a b'char, as it turns into a b'char. That's the din of shaloi l'shma, is if you do with that kavan of shaloi l'shma, it changes it. Zag the Gemara, if you shecht, let's say, a shlomim, l'shem, a b'char, it has kedushas b'char. Frag the Gemara, my nafkamina. Nafkamina number two, you have to give it to the kohen. Frag zag a bomba shayla. Over here, we're talking about something that was not noilid a b'char. As you can't say the Matnes Kuna is it's Noilid a Bechor. If it wasn't Noilid a Bechor, what happened? It was Niskadish B'Kedushas Bechor. Something that's not a Bechor, if it's get Kedushas Bechor, then the din is the Matnes Kuna's Chal. L'chayre, in this Gemara, you see 360 degrees exactly the opposite. You see the first din that's Chal is Kedushas Bechor. Something that has Kedushas Bchar is a Matnes Kuna. Thus is L'choyra. That's what they, yes. V'habe yesh lodin, v'habe yesh l'palpa, it's a shayna raya. If you learn the Maskana, the Gemara changes. It's not the Maskana, it's Rav Hamnuna held not that way, and the Gemara is Doicha, and the Gemara over there is going to leave it the Maskana. Cancer. Oh, there's one more Gemara that they ask from. This is the Zecha Yitzchak of Yitzel Mipanovich. He asks in the Gemara in Bechayris on Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara in Bechayris, Daf Yud Beis, says that if you have you'll be my homie. We're gonna skip it. It's very complicated to explain it, so we're gonna leave it. You could answer it, so it's okay. This one is much, much of a bigger question. Yes, I'm sorry I mentioned it, but I have to go back to the top. Okay. That's the kasha that they asked. It's a very strong question from Zvachim Daftes. You have to know how to be Miyashi. Okay, that's step number one. Okay. Step number two in the Gemara is you see a rizig chiddush in the Gemara. What are we talking about? The kedushas being chal klavei. The kedushas being chal that because there's a schus kayin, therefore the kedushas chal that it's also Begiza Baboy. Now, the Gemara in the Havamina knew it was Kedusha Habal Me'elav. That's not the Chiddush of the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamina knew that the din is by Bechor Kedusha Habal Me'elav. The Gemara's Chiddush in the Teretz is Kedusha Habal Me'elav makes a difference. But in the Gemara in the Havamina held, you could compare it. The Tzarech Diya. Bishlema, when you're Mekadish something, you need to be a Bailim. But Lechoyra, Kedusha Lechumra, that's also Begiza Vavoida, Mehechetesi, the level of Bailis that you need is the same as when you're coming to be Makdashit. When you're coming to be Makdashit, as then, you need a level of Bailis. You have to be a Bailim to create the Hekdish. Over here, you're not making the Hekdish. It's Chal Me'elov. As how could you bring a Raya? What's Pshat in Reb Amnuna that he's bringing a Raya from Hekdish Abal Me'elov to the Sugya when you're being Matnashim? Meaning, we're granted. It has to be a Matnas Kuna, and then the Kedusha could be Chal. Okay, we hear Reb Shimon. We're holding after Reb Shimon. But the level for the Kedusha to be Chal, over here is a Kedusha Abal Me'elav, a Kedusha Lechumra. How could you bring a Raya from here that he's a Bailim? Well, Befrat, what was the words of the Gemara before? The words of the Gemara before was, in order to be Makdish, you learn it out of Besoy. Ma Besoy Vershusay, Afkan Vershusay. It's a Chsarn of Eina Vershusay. Bishlema, when you're making a Hegdish, you're doing a Maisa Bailim, as then you need it to be Rishusa. If it's Einer Rishusa, you can't do a Maisa Bailim. But over here, you're not being Makdishit. The Hekdish is Chal Me'elav. The Torah made it Hekdish. As I'm asking to Rishu. You need to have a Schus Mamen for the Torah to be Makdishit. Okay, but where do you have a Raya from here to a Tzir that you could be Makdishit? You see in Rav Hamnuna a Gevaldika Chiddush. You see, it could only be Chal. A Hekdish Me'elav if it's Birshusai. Just like when you Makdish it has to be Birshusai, Rav Hamnuna held a Hekdish Me'elav can only be Chal if it's Birshusai. As a Rav Hamnuna is a big Chiddush when he's bringing a Raya, but that's what you have to say. That the Gemara held Misvara, as the Ritva Yeshanim uses a Shprach, which is helpful to understand it, even though it's a Chiddush. He said, Rav Amnuna held the Gedder of Kedusha Abal Me'elav is the Torah made it Ki'ilu is Makdashit. What is Kedusha Abal Me'elav? The Torah says it's Ki'ilu he was Makdashit. Okay. It makes it a little bit easier, that whatever, if he would be Makdash, it would work. The Torah said it's Chal Me'elav. That's the Gedder of Kedusha Abal Me'elav, Lefi Rav Amnuna. That makes it a little bit closer, a little bit better. Zok, the Gemara is Doicha the Raya. How is the Gemara Doicha the Raya? Lo Elam Eim Lecha Tok Vukayin Moitziyin Oysay Miyadot. As the emes is, there are two massive chedushim going on in the Gemara. Now, sitting and learning the Gemara one more time. The Pirush Hamilim guys, these Gemaras read quick. There's absolutely nothing to do in this Gemara. I got that. But if you learn with Havana, there were two bombs, two atom bombs in this Gemara. Number one, Ligda, huge machloikis of Takvay Moitziyim Yaday, a Takvay Ein Moitziyim Yaday. Ligda machloikis in Sveikis and Hilchas Mamin, what the din is Takvay Moitziyim Yaday or not. That's Nakuda number one, a massive Kiddush. And that's going to be the Sugya that we're starting tomorrow. And number two is Anachanidim, if Hekdish Abal Me'elav, you need to be a Bailim to be Makdashim. He's Mechadish, Hekdish Abal Me'elav, Shani. You don't have to be a Bailim to be Makdashim. Okay, as today, we're going to handle number one. Hekdesh Abon Me'elok, you don't have to be a Bailim to be Makdesh. What's pshat in the Gemara? Why not? Why are we arguing on Rev Hamilu? As in the Ritva Yishonim, is Meduyah, that Kosal Kedaita, the Gemara's Havamina was that Kedushas Bechor is Tali on Matnes Kuna. That the first it's a Matnes Kuna, there has to be a Swiss Koyin, and then it's Chal Kedushas Bechor. Now the Gemara is changing Mesechta Bechoris. When mom is changing the whole Musig of Bechor. Now we're learning that Kedushas Bechor is chal and has nothing to do with schus mamim. Frekter of Nochum on this mahalach, the words of the Gemara are very ikar chasa min hasefer then. The Gemara is leaving out the ikar point. The ikar point is Kedushas Bechor is not tali on the schus mamim. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Kedusha ba me'a le'a shani. So the ritual will learn. Well, if it's Kedusha haba me'a le'a, as mistaber, what it means is the hekdish is not tali on the Swiss mom. But the Gemara doesn't speak it out. But he says that's the makar of Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon Shkaf, in Sharei Perik Vav, says lule divrei the ritva, he would say bedas shara rishayim. The Gemara is saying something totally different. The Gemara is saying that kedusha haba me'elav does not need the same level of bailus that kedusha that you're making is. When you want to make it hegdish, you're doing a ma'isa bailim. If you're doing a ma'isa bailim, you have to be a bailim. If you're not a bailim, you can't make it hegdish. Aba Kedusha Abba Me'elav, you're not doing it. It's chal on its own. As therefore, you don't have to be a bailim to do it. I realize if Shimon and Shal Yosha explains it a drop differently, there's a reason why we're explaining it different. I may even yavin is if you look it up, don't be like, come over, run over. I realize. We're explaining it this way for a reason. Yitzhak was saying it the way Reb Nachum said over Reb Shimon, which, for whatever reason, he said it a little bit different. Okay, thus is the as lefi zeh, thus is the machlekes in kedusha haba me'elav. Lefi the ritva, the machlekes in kedusha haba me'elav is a machlekes in dinei b'chol. How do you learn b'chol? What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the matnes kuna? Or the Hekdish, what came first? The Havamina learned what came first is the Matnes Kuna, and then came the Kedusha. And the Maskon is being Mechadish, we switch around. What comes first is the Kedusha, and then is the Matnes Kuna. And Reb Nochum, Reb Shimon are suggesting Behelem Divrei Bi Ritva, that we're not falling away changing Bechayrus. What we're changing is Dine Hekdish. The level of Bailis you need for Hekdish Abba Me'elav is Cholik from the level of Bailis you need from Kedusha that the person makes. Okay, let's see Rashi. Some say Rashi is Meduyik like the Ritva Yishanim. The Nahum was a big Medayik and he did not be going for it. Okay, let's see Rashi ourselves. What are we going to see in Rashi? Loilam emelecha gabi b'chor. Dafiru tok v'koyin, moitziyan oisoi miyodoi. Afilu mistoma b'cheslis Yisrael. That we explained before. Uloilam ha-koyin koyin moitziyan ha-beir. V'tayma d'kize v'avoyde lav mishun di'hei l'koyin shum koyach b'hen. The tipshit minei lecha di takvay emet siyamiyah. As this Rashi is a very yisaydis digger Rashi. Rashi over here is the first Rashi that explains what is the tzad you could be makdish if you have a koyach to be taken. There are different people that maybe would want to explain it differently. As Rashi over here is the Rashi, you put your finger on the place, this is the Rashi. Rashi says that because if he's Toifis, you're not Moitzi Mimenu, therefore he has a Koyach Bahen that gives him a right to be Makdashit. The fact that if he's Toikifit, he could keep it, that shows he has a Koyach even before the Tkif. This is the Rashi that we referred to on Bava Amud Aleph, that you see that there's a musik of because you have a Shlus Tkifah, it gives you a Koyach before. I could have said differently. I could have said, when you take if it, it's yours. But until you take if it, it's not yours. There's no schus in here. If you take if it, you change the matzev, you change the din. In Rashi, you see not that way. Rashi says that the need of you to be matzev is because yesh ba koyach koydin that you take it. Alohocho, but over here you don't see. Mishum isa safi gizis kashim. Dusha haba me'aleh shani, shimcharu me'aleh kodesh, vikulis fuki ba'achim. Aval gabi misusa, den kdusha ba ela al piv shel zeh. Eim lecha, dafilu tum siloima, ekdesh v'loi takva, de'en yachol lahakdish, davar she'eno mishusa. As Rashi says that, by Misusa, then Kushaba Elal Piv Shel Zeh, you have to be Bershusai. And maybe this Koyach that Rashi referred to before is not enough, because it's Einoi Bershusai. That's what Rashi says. Meduyik in Rashi, the Tzad of the Chsarn is Einoi Bershusai. Like it's better Meduyik in the Gemara on the bottom of Vavam and Aleph, Mabesai Bershusai. Rashi over here, Oidapap, it's Einoi Bershusai. Now, there's a diuk in Rashi. Rashi says by Misusa, Afilu and Timsi Laimar Tokfa Ein Moitziyan Egdesha Beloi Tokfa Loyabi Egdesh. The Shaila is in this Rashi, do you have a diuk not like Taisis? Taisis says that the seer of Misusa is talking about where it's called the Olam Gaba. As the reason why you have a Shlus Kifa is because it's called the Olam Gava. As Rashi wouldn't have to speak out, because over here there's a Shlus Kifa because it's called the Olam Gava. Why does Rashi have to speak out? By Mesusa itself, Afilu Timsi Loimar Tokfa Ein Moitziyan. The Duyik in this Rashi, that by Misusa, Rashi learns like the Tzad of the Rishonim, the Ritva, that Misusa is called Tarvayu Muchzakim. It's going by its here where they're both Muchzik. And over there, the Swiss Kifa is Midin, Takfu Ein Moitziyan Miyad. Kach is Meduyik in Rashi. A Diyik, not saying it's Muchach. Some people could read it and didn't notice. They actually came over to ask where the diyuk was from. Okay, as now we're reading it inside, this is the diyuk. This is the makor from Rashi, that Rashi learns the sugya is going, even by over there, it's not Mishum called Olam Gava, it's Mishum, okay. So this is the Ikrei Yasugya. We're going to stop over here. Basically, what we did was we rechazed over the Gemara to the Van, we rechazed over, we saw the Kumakudas, explained it more, we saw the Rashi, we bumped it up. Okay, that's the Gemara for now, Chelik Rishon of the Sugya of Hekdesha Eloita. Me'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting the Sugya of Sfeikis. What's it in by the suffix? If you're mighty, if you're not mighty, it's a whole new sugya, a whole new noise, kimat, a whole new world. It's a very important, I'm sorry to use Mishnah, to ask the island to do a favor, but tell everyone who wasn't here by Shir, say that they were tired out. We waited one more day to start the next sugya. I mean, it's a little bit formatted, whatever. Okay, but tomorrow I want to see everyone back. Why do I want to see everyone back? We play a love song. Yeah. If they're not coming back, because it's time to say goodbye. Okay, so we're starting the new sugya. We're ready to move. Ezes Hashem. If you don't come back for the new sugya, it's goodbye for the week, which Islam should mean goodbye for the rest of this month. Yeah, let's get the message across to them. But we got to get back in. We got to come back. Let's get the chizik. It's Shabbos chizik. Let's get the chizik. Let's get it moving. And let's get started. Hashem, we had a chizik. Hashem should help us. We should be able to learn the next.